This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Chris, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you.
Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you.
I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's sad that governments are cheated by the double tongues. Cheated by the double tongues.
Yep. I reckon not. Old country slang, I reckon. You reckon? I reckon not. Won't go in peace, you know? Hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the two fellas in the house in your timeline. Like to let you all know that you are listening to the number one listener supported station on listener supported, and it all headed up by the man himself, Mr. Mike Ringley, aka Nighthawk, and it was upheld by that man and originated by that man. That gentleman has passed on and went to the other side. May God rest his soul. And also is being held up by the management, wonderful management team here at Revolution Radio. Got to give a big shout out. You know, but you're listening to the Two Feathers Show right here. And we'd like to welcome you if you happen to be listening across the land, across the world. You know, that we just like to welcome you, let you know that you are part of this station because you happen to be tuning in, and it's what's most vital and most important to you to have a ear and want to come listen to see what the hell is going on in our timeline of the day of right now. Things that affect people in a lot of different ways and in different areas of the world and different parts of the world, and one of them I wouldn't mind speaking about. And I just heard one of our friends on the last show that's from across the pond over there. And maybe we can meet up on the Jer Bear show over the weekend. I want to tune in to Jer Bear show overnight with Jer Bear, him and Boo Boo. You want to go have a listen starting on Friday night. That'll be tomorrow night going into the early morning hours. And go join him on Friday and Saturday night, you know, early Sunday morning. And just have a great listen. And it's always, he's always talking about a good host of wonderful things in there. And he's also in our Matrix chat room. So we like to let you know that when you're here, we like to let you know that there's different ways of supporting this station. And we give you some wonderful websites that you can go check out that that supports that support that's able to uphold this station. So if you have a pen and paper and you'd like to maybe jot down one or two of these sites and go check them out for yourself, we'd like to let you know that there's methods of donating to the station, and there's ways in which the station can be supported. We have what's called a Patreon. Station is established on a Patreon. Monthly donations can be made via the Patreon page. But the donor must either be A, an existing patron, or B, to sign up to become a member of Patreon in order to use this facility. So if you wish to explore this option further, please use either of the following two links that I'm going to give you. The link to the station donation direct link to the station's Patreon sign-up page, all lowercase, all one word. Every one that I'll give you right here, they all head up with https://, right? And here we go. If you got a pen and paper, please write, take them down, you know, go check them out. Anything that you give, it's always greatly appreciated. So we start out with the HTTPS thing. All lowercase, all one word, revolution.radio/donations with an S dot hotmail abbreviated, HTML. The second one, HTTPS thing, www.patreon.com/revolutionradio. We have what's called a snail mail. Supporters of the station have the option to send checks and or money orders. Station has a dedicated business account used for its financial transactions. The account is managed by Ms. Terry Ackerman, a.k.a. Lady Horse. All checks and money orders are made payable to Revolution Radio and are to be posted to Ms. Terry Ackerman. Last name Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. Is at 1793 North Edon, E-D-O-N, Road, Allen, Michigan, 49227. We have what's called a direct payment. Direct payment is the second option to support the stations electronically. Can also be reached via the station's donation page, link detailed above of what I just gave you. The station's credit union online banking system called AutoBooks will enable supporters to donate direct to the station using their credit or debit card. Both singular and reoccurring monthly direct payment options are available. Want to give a one-time or every month? Up to you. Please note this facility is fully functioning for the United States and Canada only. I understand that the AutoBooks facility is still in the process of upgrading to a potentially global payments processing system. We'll keep you updated on that progress. Cryptocurrency. Yesterday, I think I glanced at it. It was the 1800 was Ethereum and Bitcoin was at 27, I think it was, something like that, 25. So the station accepts support, and that's $25,000. The station accepts support via cryptocurrency options. The currently accepted cryptocurrencies are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. These options are easy to reach using the station's dedicated donation page. Link detailed above what I gave you. We have what's called a donor box. This is an international alternative to PayPal, similar to PayPal, and its format is simply to use. To explore the donor box further, please use either the station's dedicated donations page or the following direct link to our donor box page. Here's that web, that site, that HTTPS thing, all lowercase, all one word, donorbox.org /revolution-radio. We have what's called a Zazzle store. The station has a Zazzle store offering a range of t-shirts, coffee mugs, and mouse mats. Available item has a range of designs. Mr. Nighthawk, the originator of this platform I spoke about, his original artwork in there to a mad painter. And one of the members of the management team here at Revolution Radio, shout out to the fam. And he has his newest creations in there. Go check it out. I checked it out for myself, and yesterday, always doing some new creations in there. The store is an ever-changing artistic work in progress, and we are continuing to expand upon a range of products available. But if you wish to explore the store, we recommend that you do. Here's that site. https://store/rev/RevRadio We hope that this clarifies the different methods available at the current time. Have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact a member of the management team. I'd like to welcome you to the Two Feather Show. And, you know, for your regular listeners and people around the world that might be just new to checking me out, you know, I mean, it's all good. You know, you become a part of this station and you're like family when you're here because, you know, it's very important that people's timeline be taken serious. Because in a lot of ways that, you know, we have a lot of occurrences that are occurring. And hang on 1 second. I have something. Let's see. I had something right here. This thing, okay, I don't play too much into politics. I don't really care for politics too much. But let's just say, okay, for the conversation situation, let's just say this thing that's going on with Trump, okay, this is my opening monologue because I had a couple opening monologues I wanted to share with people that are listening, okay? And but just for the sake of just conversation speaking, conversationally speaking, you know, because I really didn't get to express it how I wanted to the other night on the high count, but it's all good. Either way, because we have a lot of people that have a lot of good intellectual information that they like to bring to the station. And yeah, y'all come and check us out on a Wednesday night on the High Council. Be heading it up about 11 o'clock and going into the wee hours of the morning. So if y'all want to come check it out on a Wednesday night, Central Time, 11 o'clock. But anyway, I wanted to state that to have these documents seized by the FBI, and I caught it the other day, and I happened to snap a shot, that they said that they got 17 marked, quote, top secret, unquote, I guess boxes or whatever, 54 marked secret, quote, unquote, and 31 marked confidential. And I guess they were saying boxes or whatever, documents or whatever. Okay. Now I had something else. I had something else that I had kind of hurry up and got. Okay. And this is what it headed up with, saying the charges against President Trump, right? So they had counts 1 through 31, okay? And there's a couple here, right? They say 37 counts, right? So the 1 through 31 account, they have willful retention of national defense information. And it says a max sentence of 10 years and a max fine of $250,000, okay? And that was 1 through 31 account. Number 32, conspiracy to obstruct justice. Now, you all take it what you will. Take it with a grain of salt. I'm just stating what I saw, and I hurry up and snap the picture of it. And, you know, just let you know that the dirt that they do on us around the world – you know, I just try to awaken you to, you as a listener, you know, that You know that it seems like that is we all, okay, I'll give you an example, okay, if you recall the State of the Union when Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech. Now, that was a true American right there, huh? When Trump was trying to get a State of the Union address, just thought when it was over, you know, barely would even stand. I don't even know if she stood. I'd have to go back and watch it, you know, when he made some good points or whatever. Imagine the people that would have stood when President Trump was trying to, you know, give America back to the people. And, you know, I mean, he might have called us all citizens, you know, and then the Operation Warp Speed that everybody played into. But he was, you know, trying to say that ivermectin was good. And, you know, I mean, he was given the solution to getting that junk or whatever in your arm or whatever, you know, the zinc and the Z-Pack, which we all come to realize that what was being helpful, you know, for our health, you know, and our immune system. We could just did that and, you know, call it a day. But, you know, it's just a whole bunch of junk that it seemed like to me, I just wanted to say, too, I wanted to add in here that, you see, what it was President Trump, what he did was, you know, he kind of like played footsies with him. And when you play footsie with these people, you saw what happened. They wanted to wrap around him until they got up by his neck, and then they, like a snake, and then they bit him in his neck. You know? That's what they did. Let me see, make sure I'm still on here. Because you know how, you know, Skype is sometimes. But, yeah, so that's what they did. You know, they just decided they were just going to wrap around him, you know, and just taking. But he was trying to, you know, maybe try to play footsies with him and think they were going to mean well. But these people weren't meaning too well because he saw that now, you know, all of this junk being brought up. Now, they saying that, the trial is going to begin in a year. Just so happened that it's funny how they made it a year because I guess they're going to let him get back on a campaign trail. I don't know. You know, maybe you all know. I don't. What a perfect timing it would be. Maybe he'll get reelected. I don't know. But I just wouldn't want to. I mean, I just would hope that it would be an all-out positive move if he does come back in or whatever and then removes our troops from over there in Ukraine and, you know, get him back home and really go after these people that tried to bite him in his neck, if you will, right? But number 32, they got him on conspiracy to obstruct justice. The maximum sentence is 20 years. First one was 10 years. This is 20 years and a $250,000 fine. Count 33, withholding a document or record, right? Max sentence is 20 years, max fine $250,000, right? Count 34 is this right here? Corruptly concealing a document or record, okay? Max sentence 20 years, max fine $250,000, all right? Oh, shoot. That's sorry about that. But y'all seeing where this y'all see how these people are playing so far, right? Back to it. Right here. Y'all see how they playing, huh? They're the way they, you know. So what they said corruptly concealing a document or record. All right, so that was count 34. Count 35, concealing a document in a federal investigation. Max sentence 20 years. Max fine $250,000. Count 36, scheme to conceal. Max sentence 5 years. Max fine $250,000. So count number 37, false statements and representations, max sentence 5 years, max fine $250,000. Now, they were saying that, you know, just commenting to all of this, you know, they were saying it's awful funny I think it was James Comey or whatever, right? Was the gentleman in there, the attorney general or whatever. They were saying that, you know, it's awful funny how, you know, it seemed like the Fed worked for him, you know, against him at the time. But at the time, you know, that Hillary did what she did with all those documents, doing away with them and all of that stuff. All of that was he must have put on the blindfold like that lady that's on the horse, huh? On the black horse. You know, she must have put on the blindfold then for him, huh? And for Hillary. And you know, and you know what's the icing on the cake for this situation? You know, you had President Trump come out and say, you know, that this is not what we do up here in D.C., huh? This is not what we do. And then look what happened. They come back and they freaking did this to him, huh? Isn't that something? Oh, that's just beautiful how they do it. Okay. That was just one of the things I wanted to get out in my opening monologue. Another thing, okay, because I've never got to really, really comment on flat earth. Okay, this is Two Feathers kind of comment on flat earth. You know, opposition to what my uncle believes. And, you know, I can't believe that he would put a limit on such a great creator that we both believe in. But comically speaking, so he don't have to get his panties in a wad. Then, you know that. Now I want everybody of flat earth world. I want you all to walk with me for a second, because I want to say this so that it becomes clear. Okay, so I'm not misunderstanding the things that people say about flat earth. Okay, and I'm not hating toward people that believe in flat earth. Okay, so don't get it twisted. Thank you, mechanic. That's one I could use against you. Thank you, mechanic. Don't get it twisted. Because mechanic, I think, is a flat earth. And it's all good. He knows I ain't got nothing but love for him. Hey, Ronan. But this is all I'm saying is I want people in the flat earth world to walk with me for a second, okay? Number one, when you're a flat earther, okay, just stay tuned now. Don't lose. Just stay with me. Flat earthers always deeming, this is not talking down to flat earth, okay? So this don't get it twisted. I'm just putting my two cents into it, the way I think about it. And then, you know, you can still go off in the distance believing you're flat earth, okay? I'm not saying anything against it, okay? That's Two Feathers not saying anything against flat earth. But what I'm saying is, number one, and don't get angry about it, I'm just expressing, making a statement. It seems like that flat earth is the first thing you want to do is run to the ocean, because the ocean is a large mass body of water. And yeah, it looks flat. Okay. I get that. Okay. Now, and then also that's number one, you run to the water and the water's flat. You go 20 miles, 1,000 miles, and it's all flat. Yeah. So what? Okay. You go to a body of land. You go to land, okay, land, on land. Everybody wants to run to the flat part of the land, okay? Now, remember, you as a flat earther, you cannot have your cake and eat it too, okay? Now, I'm gonna explain. Very simple, okay? Very simple. I'll make it simple, okay? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, what do I mean by that? Here's the example. Stay tuned and check it out. You either, the earth is totally flat. It's totally flat. The whole world is flat. You either got to be that way, or the way that I think about it is you got to have peaks and valleys. Now, if you're a flat earther, you can't believe that they have peaks and valleys. You can't have it both ways. And you can't run the water and you can't run the flat land and call it flat earth. Now, whether the dome thing, I'm not going to argue that point, because I don't want to go there in that direction. You believe, go off and believe the way you want to believe. That's your point. That's your thing. That's your thing. Do you. I ain't knowing you. Okay, that's not the point. I wanted you to get that from the beginning, and I hope that you did. I wasn't saying anything against flat earth. And you got that because I said that in the beginning. So the thing is, though, the earth has to be totally flat, and you can't run into flat waters, which you always, people flat earth, they want to run to the waters. Oh, you can put a boat 100 miles, and you still can see the flag. And no, don't run to the water, you know. Go where they got the peaks and the valleys and the, you know, and then still call it flat earth. You can't do it, you know, but don't run to the flat earth, the flat land or the flat water and then say the earth, the whole earth is flat because you can't do it. That's all I'm saying. You either a flat earth or, and the whole earth is flat, and then or you got to have peaks and valleys. Now, if you're a flat earther, you can't believe there's peaks and valleys. You can't. You can't have it both ways. You see, because I'm a non-flat earther, and I believe they have peaks and valleys. So if you think the earth is round, flat, or shape of an egg, it doesn't matter. You know? But this is the message, too, that I wanted you to take away tonight from Two Feathers Speaking. That it doesn't matter if the earth is flat, round, shape of an egg. The thing is, when are we going to get the message of this love thing that I speak about here at Revolution Radio? And you see, and this is what made me want to bring this little article right here, because I see this is my world talking about this UNSW and ACOS report shows that 3 million Australians living in poverty. Okay. And that's what I was saying, that I know that Aussie Paul, I just heard him on the last show. I tell him I catch up with him on the Jared Bear show over the weekend or something, because I know when I mentioned Australia, he probably wanted to jump on. So I just like for him to stay tuned and just have a listen. And but I did want to speak about our friends across the pond, because you know that you know, they had some great fires that were happening over there, and you know that even they, you know, they're like family to us here in America, you know, but it's a doggone shame that they took these kids and they wanted to jab all their children, and first they took away their weapons or whatever, wouldn't let them have a say. You know, what kind of government is that, if you have to think about it, you know? And also, I wanted to have an open part of my monologue was, I was listening to, y'all remember a reporter named Noam Chomsky, huh? Noam Chomsky? You remember him? Yeah, I was listening to a good little interview someone had. You know, that joker's like 94 years old now. He's an old fella now. And, man, he's barely hanging on. I mean, but he's still in his right state of mind. And, you know, he kind of made like a statement earlier. You know, he happened to mention the State Department. Okay. And, let's see if I can read this. The State Department, he was saying in his interview with this gentleman, I don't remember who the gentleman was that was interviewing him. Look at that Tesla car. But, Noam Chomsky happened to make a statement, and then he made a rebuttal to his statement that I caught. And, you know, I just like, you know, it was just, it's a shame, because we all know that what's going on over there in Ukraine, right? And, you know, they could stop that junk at any time that they want. But I heard them speaking in D.C. yesterday that they willing to stand with Ukraine as long as it takes. And no matter how much of the taxpayers' money that they need to use, they just going to keep using it, get all these other countries to, you know, go along with funding, you know, supporting and dedicating, you know, military weaponry or, you know, vehicles and all of that, military vehicles, whatever's needed over there, right? So, and, you know, I mean, I mean, it just seems like, you know, people are you know, getting taken out over there. But Noam Chomsky, he made a statement. He says, that the State Department he had stated that they don't even care about the safety of Putin, you know? And then in the second sentence that he said there was a bad choice about what Putin's doing invading that country, right? So it's like he can't say that like in one sense that you know the State Department they don't even care about you know the safety, but then he come back and he responded with it was a bad choice by Putin to invade the country. Like, how can you invade your own country? You know, you know, but we got to stay tuned. And that's why I was saying in the past that, you know, I want to try to bring some historical value to maybe that we all could take away here at Rev Radio of should we be there? Shouldn't we be there? And then we could see out of, you know, from the different rulerships of these different people. I think that was under rule, that Ukraine was under rule by these people. And once I put this all together, but right now my life is so busy and caught up that I can't even put this research together. But I'm hoping in some time I will be able to, so I can bring it here. But, you know, I wanted to shed a little light on this this report. You know, showing that 3 million Australians living in poverty, and it said that government action on income support, housing, and unemployment could lift people out of poverty. Right? I guess they were speaking about, you know, in the wake of Australia. Right? It said more than 3.24 million people in Australia, including 774,000 children are living below the poverty line. Now, when you think about that, folks, out here in America and around the world, you know, if you got that many people, 3 million in Australia, you know, and hell, and you know what, people, some people might even, you know, have greed in their heart, and they're like, oh, but that's just Australia. That's not affecting me here in my country. You know, I mean, man, these are like family people. Man, it shows a picture of this girl, this young lady holding her son or whatever in her lap. You know, I mean, that's family, man. That's like family. You know, so how could you say that? It's just like even, you know, one person being in poverty or whatever, but 3 million? And 774,000 children? I mean, it seems like that's what I'm saying, that people would get in the mindset of solving these type of problems when it comes to, you know, this type of activity and you know, not going the wake of saying that, you know, that we can't come up with solutions like, you know, community gardens or, you know, any way that we could do to get people back on their feet, you know, to if they're able to, whether they be single mothers, single fathers or family. You know, what have you. You know, that we can't come up with solutions instead of war all the damn time. When they got that many children, 774,000. I mean, if you was to hear like, okay, 1,000, you know, you might, of course, you would lend an ear to it, but you might would, you say, okay, well, we could do for these 1,000 children, but 700,000 children. I mean, come on, people. That, I mean, look, most people are like, oh man, Green Bay's down by 3. You know, or whatever sport being played in Australia. I mean, it says a new report. Policy Research Center, or SPRC, and the Australian Council of Social Services, ACOSS, A-C-O-S-S, finds that poverty rates have remained at much the same level for the past decade. despite economic growth. The 2020 Poverty in Australia Overview was launched today by ACOS CEO Dr. Cassandra Goldie and Vincentian House in Sydney. It shows that more than 3.24 million people, that's 13.6%, including 774,000 children under 15, and 17.7% are living below the poverty line in Australia. The poverty line is $457 per week for a single adult. Damn, you imagine that, $457 a week. Now, you think if they take taxes out of that, how much a family is going to get with of that? You know? I mean, to me, they shouldn't even be taxed at all. But then think about, you know what? It doesn't matter if they didn't even tax them. You know, think about when they go to the grocery store, put gas in their car, how much is going to freaking eat them up? Man, it's going to eat that $400 up, man. Come on. How much do we spend here in America just on groceries? Hell, that would eat that whole check up per week. $457 a week is what they get. So it said this associate professor Bruce Bradbury at the SBRC. The report's lead researcher says the poverty rate in Australia is worse than in most other wealthy countries, including New Zealand, Germany, and Ireland. And it says, quote, our report finds that 13.6% of people in Australia are living in poverty, and that poverty rates have remained at about this level for the past decade. Child poverty has consistently been higher than overall poverty. Damn. And it just seems like people would awaken, you know, to what, that's what I'm saying. That, you know, that when I make that statement about Green Bay being down by 3 points, you know, that is my point. That when you got an attention factor that needs attention, you know, an attentive factor that needs attention, that's what we need to be working. It's just like, to me, all sports ought to stop. You know, when other than high school, you know, because if we can't get on board with solving these type of problems, when you got 774,000 children on, you know, below the poverty line, and some of them, how many percent is below, under 15, 17.7% is under 15? I mean, are you kidding me? That's what I'm saying. So it says that we ought to be addressing this stuff, man. And it's just like, how high do the numbers, what percentage of numbers need to become into play before it gets people's attention? That's what I'm saying. That you can rake this stuff under the rug all you want. But you know what? The poverty rate still remains. And how much is it to accelerate, or how much is it to climb? You know, that it, before it gets people's attention. Hell, you got people sleeping on a damn street. You know, it's just all the time. I saw a TikTok yesterday. This, I've been wondering. You know, for something that. And this trailer was right here. That go, what if it was no fault of their own? What if they raised the adjusted rate, mortgage rate, so high that they couldn't even, had to leave their home? What if they was only working part time? You know, people don't even, you know, do they even give consideration to these type of statements that I'm making? You know, and then to say that just because someone's in Australia that we wouldn't even care the same. Yes, we want to care all over the world. You know, it's just like, in my opinion, America being one of the richest nations in the world, and then we have, still have poverty, right? 22,000, 23 years later, still poverty in America, but churches are, they got mega churches and poverty in America. Yeah, you know, just like the church supposed to be changing the world, you know, but no, no, we're just going to keep riding this, this poverty thing out, huh? And then you get Andrew Yang saying that, you know, that we should be having this, you know, guaranteed income, you know, universal basic income, UBI, you know, that, to help people out in the way of this new technological world that we're in, to subsidize, you know, the income loss that families find themselves succumbing to. So it said their report finds, quote, it says our report finds that 13.6% of people in Australia are living in poverty, and that the poverty rates have remained at about this level for the past decade. Child poverty has consistently been higher than overall poverty. So the child poverty is higher, ranging from 16% to 18% over the past decade, and now sits at 17.7%. More than one in six children, unquote, he explained. But a director of the SPRC, Professor Carla Trialor, says we cannot accept this high, these high persistent levels. You notice what I just said? Persistent levels? Yeah, they're persistent. They're continuing. They're all. That's what's happening. Someone really gets a hold of what's happening, even in Australia, and in igloo little communities, and give these people the keys to the igloo. Let them have it. And maybe it'll get them off the street, clean the street, start doing things so our country don't look like a third world country. I mean, come on, man. It doesn't take a rocket science, but you know what? They'd rather play it with their little war toy. You know, take our tax dollars and our bonds of our birth certificates, huh? And, yeah, they make millions off of each one of us. And they can go and funnel it back to the Democratic Party here in the U.S. Yeah, come on back with that money. Don't give it to the people, though. We want to bypass the people. We want them to get it. Yeah, you see, that's how that works. We want to play because we can play with that money. You see, because we are the power. We are the power. We got all the power. You know what? But the eyes are about to close, and we're going to see who's got the power. Because it's in the end, it's the creator. He has the power. And guess what? It may not be too pretty when you close your eyes. Just want to say, you see, when you go into a two feathers world, it just gets so beautiful, you know? And that's what I say, that this is what makes this station set apart. It just sets apart the whole world station of any station on this planet, because you can become awakened to what the hell's going on here. And just because I'm speaking about Australia, their people and family too, just like us. Yeah, they may speak a different tone or language or you know, their you know, the way that they speak, you know, so what? You know, they're people too. They got families. Their grass grows high in the backyard, you know, just like ours does, you know. So you know what? They get tired. They get tired just like we do. They get tired of their freaking government probably playing games with them. Hell, they jab their children, and now they got them in freaking poverty. You know, and it's just like, you know, does anybody care? I mean, hello. And I mean, you know, even here in America. So and anybody that's like family like that, you know, to us here in America, you know, we like to show that we care, too, you know, for them as well. So this to more than one in six children, right? Director of the SPRC, Professor Carla Trelaw, said, we cannot accept these high persistent levels. So see, they ongoing, like I was stating. And I quote, we can see in recent decades the impacts of changes to income support settings on settings on poverty levels. It's clear we must take action on income support, housing, and employment to lift people out of poverty, unquote, she says. So Dr. Goldie says that supporting each other is who we are as a nation. Well, hell, and so far, it doesn't seem like they cared about being a nation when that many damn persistent, ongoing freaking children's in poverty, huh? Yeah, we need to take action. Well, when do you take action? When the freaking numbers are doubled? Hell, you got 700,000 freaking kids in poverty. Do you want freaking, do you want, I mean, it says 774,000? So did you double that number? Do you want that doubled before you really take action? I love when they say we need to take action. Yeah, they need to. No, you need to do it to yesterday, last month. You know, how long does it take you to wake the hell up? We need to take action. You know what that does to people that love to be brainwashed, the mind rape? You know, we need to take action. It makes it sound like that they're going to take action. You see, they need to. You see, you get that? You got, it's like almost like a, like almost like an action word, right? It's like that thing, the carrot before the mule, right? An incentive, if you will, right? The incentive. Like you put the carrot in front of you and we need to address it. We're not going to give you the carrot. We need to give you the carrot. You see what the relevance? We need to give you a taste of the carrot. But we haven't given it to you. We need to. Oh, shoot, man. But not laughing about the kid. I'm just laughing about the way they make it sound. I mean, come on, 774,000 children? You know, what it's supposed to be? Double that? 150,000? I mean, 700,000, 7 and 7 is 14. 1.4 million, you know, children supposed to go in poverty, you know, come on. I mean, it's time to wake the hell up, man. But you got these kids almost living on the damn street, giving their families only $400 a week. I mean, come on, man. It's time to lift all boats here, people. We need to address, to lift people out of poverty. Said that supporting each other is who we are as a nation. Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like it, 774,000 people in poverty, but our economy is leaving people behind. Oh, you freaking think? With persistently high poverty rates. Oh, they finally getting a hold of what the rates are, huh? Yeah, wait, what they said? It's leaving people behind. Oh, when the kid's eating out of the dumpster, what more do you want? Oh, you know what? No, I'm sorry. I meant 774,000 children are eating out of the dumpster. What more do you want? Does that bring home the bacon? There you go. Quote, people living in poverty include young people working to get their foot in the door of the competitive job market, single parents juggling caring responsibilities, and older people confronting age discrimination. And hopefully they can be a greeter at a local grocery store or something. So they can. It's a shame that we had to bring the elderly back in out of retirement when all of this started occurring so they can afford to live. because of high inflation, because of what our governments play this freaking war game, huh? Buying all these damn weapons and all the bullcrap. It says, quote, let's see. Quote, the job market is changing with job less secure and fewer entry-level jobs. Well, it seems like if you have fewer entry-level jobs, it seems like you ought to be creating more jobs that people can run themselves. And then they can employ other people that of their local community. Because guess what? When you train other people that could be trained for the job, that could create jobs, hell, give them opportunity to create these type of jobs or whatever. Make it possible. Make it happen. Right? And that's what they love. They love to hear less secure jobs are less secure and fewer entry-level jobs. You know, well, freaking build more, Jiffy Lubes or whatever the hell. Get these boys that want to work, give them a job. Create jobs. You know, hell, they put in, every time they build a Walmart, they freaking build strip malls all around the Walmart. Hell, they could build freaking Jiffy Lubes, Burger Kings, or whatever the hell. You know, they're always building crap all around Walmart and all that. You know, they can do all kinds of things, man. It's just like that. What, you know, you can't think of how to get 774,000 and then people under 15, give them summer jobs or people 15 and above or whatever. You know, I mean, come on. We're not animals. We're one above the animals. There's no reason why we can't think about how to give people jobs, create jobs. You know, now, come on, man. It's just like if people stay so closed-minded. I wonder why they have an ID channel on cable. How do people? Because you know what that is? As people staying closed-minded, well, I guess we got to figure out how to kill that sucker. You know, all they can think about, that's how it's square, like closed-in, cabin fever. If you will, right? People start thinking they having cabin fever, and I can't go outside the house because I got to think about how can I take somebody out. You know, are you freaking kidding me? You can't think beyond the front door. You know, I mean, come on. You know, don't let people box you in like that. You know, the world is your oyster. How many times we heard that? You know, get out there. We need if you're a guy. You know, hell, I'm seeing girls do. I'm watching TikTok the other day. A girl was doing some electronics. Man, that freaking girl, man, I wouldn't have been. What? I had to have been trained on the job she was doing. I mean, this girl made this stuff look simple. I was like, damn. I mean, some serious connection or some electronics. And boy, she do some beautiful work. And I was like, Man, this girl couldn't have been no older than 23. I mean, man, she made that stuff look like it was elementary. I was like, damn, boy, look at that. I mean, man, I'd have had to been trained. I'm just, I'm saying, man, you could train kids that these youngsters that you know, that are ready for the working field. You can build these different job corps and all this other stuff that can provide these jobs for these kids that don't want to do these technical jobs, right? They don't want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or what have you, or in the might like computers. That's why I say that they can still be trained in the technological world, right? But that's what I'm saying. There's so many thousands of ways of making this happen across the land. To where you can double the salaries of these mothers, families and all of this and provide in a way that people can provide for their families. If they're willing to get out and work for it, why not give them a UBI along with a paycheck? No, they don't want you to just give them create a nanny state. And they don't want you just so you can, as a government, control what they get. No, give it to them on top of their income because they're willing to work. You don't want them on unemployment. You don't want them on welfare and food stamps. Well, freaking help them, you know? If you freaking put the weapons down and pick up a freaking pen and sign that damn checks and let them have the money, they can bail themselves out of poverty. You don't think they freaking thinking about a blown tire that they're about to freaking wobble to work on? Or that freaking car's on the last leg? Or whatever. Whatever the case may be. You know? I mean, help people out, man. I mean, why do people always got to think the first thing they got to go to greed? Oh, they probably lazy. Oh, they don't want to do this or do that. That's nonsense, man. People love working. People love doing things with their hands. Why do you think most kids today in school are so bored with the curriculum? They don't want no damn Common Core. They want hands-on. You know? They want shop. They want to do electrical. They want to do plumbing. They want things to see how things work. They love seeing how that stuff works. Teach them to paint cars, all of that. Man, come on, man. Goodness gracious, man. Help people, man. That's what this world's supposed to be about. That's the way Two Feathers thinks in my world. You know, that's because I see the world in a different kind of light. And if y'all could see my Facebook, I just created a new poem tonight. Last night, I created a new poem. Going into a portal, you know, what would you see? Would you see the world just like me? You know, just like that. If I sent you into a portal of a new world. You see? That's what one my poem was about. You know, sending you into a place where you can see it the way I see it. Because it's the way it should be. And our governments are failing us. Hell, the companies and corporations are failing. Until they make this freaking world right, you know what? Two Feathers will never stop. And I'm never going to give up on you. Because I'm going to be right here holding your hand. I don't care if you're in New Zealand, freaking Australia, wherever the hell you at. And I love you. Come on back for this good stuff. You know you're loving it. Come on back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Two Feathers Show. Stay tuned.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support the station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Listening to the Two Feathers Show on the number one listener-supported station on the planet, on the globe, on the earth, wherever the hell you might be listening. But you, if you happen to be listening to this station, we let you know that it's all because of you. The wonderful you that helps support this station and keeps it upheld. And we have to give a big shout out and a high five to you all making it all possible. And let you know that we are, because of that, we are the number one listener supported station. And to let you know that we have, if you happen to be new to this show, we have a Matrix chat room you could go check out. If you didn't happen to know about our chat room, we do have a chat room. It's called The Matrix. You can get signed up, become a member up in there, and give, you know, a great big shout out from the Two Feathers. And let them know I said hello, because I can't see who's in there because I'm on a phone versus a, you know, a laptop or something like that. And we have an archive, which Two Feathers is on a lot of the programs in the archives. So I was kicking it way back then, you know, on the archive, you know, trying to stand up for the people in this country, you know, get showing the love, and which I do and y'all see today. The same, I'm hoping to always have this type of heart that I stand with the people of the world, you know, that want to help their countrymen, you know. And that, I'm not saying that when I say countrymen, I don't mean just men. I'm talking about women and children, plant life, animals, you know, having respect for equipment, all of that stuff, you know, to where we beautify. But it's just like we can't even get a government that that comes to the side of the people. You know, when does it get back to where it belongs to the people, whether whatever country we're in, you know? And then it's just like if I had to think about, you know, a Marxist communist China, You know, that's not the kind of world I'm thinking about. You know, I don't need saying that, you know, we need to be kneeling down in the damn street and just taking a shot, you know, because that's not the way I mean. That's not my kind of world, you know. So even these people see that they're going to see one day that it's all going to end for them, too. That they're going to see that, you know, it wasn't what they thought. You know, that in the end, it becomes, all of it's going to become irrelevant. And the only thing that's going to come relevant in their sight is their eyes are about to close. And they don't know what they're going to see once the eyes close. That's a wrap. So if you like what you're hearing so far, go over to our website, www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. And have a look around and see what you like up in there, because it's all good, good. You know, and we like to let you know that when you're here, you're family. We're glad that you made it. You notice that Two Feathers is on tonight. And I'm hoping and Lord willing that my strength and energy is, hell, I've been on a job 8 years, working on 9. So if I could keep this going and, you know, the people here at Rev Radio will let me continue to keep bringing good information. I hope to be doing so and being part of this family. And I just, you know, I'm glad to be a part of the family, you know, be a part of the station and being able to bring good information to the public. And, you know, I don't feel like I just feel like I don't enjoy wasting people's time of what I got to say. That hopefully it's beneficial and it's a benefactor to your lives. So what I was speaking about was you know, that a lot of poverty that's going on, not only here in America, but it's also going on, there in Australia, you know, and, what's happening in Australia also happens here in America, you know, so it plays hand in hand with a lot of, poverty levels. Maybe to not to that magnitude, but, you know, you got people that get up and go to work every day. And I don't care if they do work at fast food. I think that people, are janitorial or whatever, you know, I just feel like that they ought to relook at, these income levels and, according to your, you know, stature or position, well, hell. You can look at our birth certificates and what they do, you know, in the wake of making all this, what we hear in millions of dollars off our birth certificate. You know, I mean, what would it be far-fetched to believe that, you know, to start us out at six figure or whatever, you know, get people that make these little $20,000 a year, they can move them up to $58,000 a year. You know, people like what Sergeant Miller and I do, Trucker Shannon, Trucker Gerald, we all do this trucking business. You know, they could look into making us six figures. You know, I mean, and it goes like that. And then and people that, been on a job doing janitorial or fast food, they could keep giving them raises. You know, I ain't talking about no damn dime raise. I'm talking about something that's meaningful. That gets them going where they can be able to buy them a home, you know? Because if you get somebody that's done, hell, I've seen people stay in a casino job for 10 years and be working the floor or something, only paying them $10 an hour, you know? For 10 years of working? Are you freaking kidding me? Come on, man. Hell no. That doesn't go. That doesn't fly with me. You know, you 10 years on a damn job, you should be making some good money. You know, because you're dedicated, you know, showing up. That's what they want. They want people to work, right? So if you're working and slaving, then give you the damn money. Don't keep you in freaking poverty. You're trying to come out of poverty. You're not in the business to break it even. You're in the business to gain, just like they are. Company/corporation. They want to make it, don't they? And they're making it where it freaking not only wraps around the moon, but it shoots into the stratosphere after it goes around the moon. You know, so, I mean, if you got freaking wealth to no end, you know, I mean, come on. Freaking take care of your damn workers because they'll take care of you. That's what Richard Branson said. Virgin freaking Airlines, huh? He said, you take care of your people, they'll take care of you. And that's what your ultimate goal ought to be as a freaking employer. Huh? Company / corporation owner. Be in the business of that. So it says, quote, the job market, right? Let's see, hold on. People living in poverty, quote, people living in poverty include young people working to get their foot in the door of the competitive job market, single parents juggling career and responsibilities, and older people confronting age discrimination. Quote, the job market is changing with jobless. Remember I was reading that, secure and fewer entry-level jobs, and I was saying create jobs, right? Our housing costs are among the highest in the world and are locking people in poverty. So it's locking them in there, locking people in poverty. So why is that? That's just like I was stating. You're 10 years on a job. Why is it that you're being locked in poverty? But that's a closed mindset to me. I mean, you know, as an employer, you're going to. And then I just heard the other day, I was sharing it with our friend Why Not here at the Why Not Roundtable on Tuesday nights, if y'all want to go have a listen at 11 o'clock Central, right here on Studio A, you know, that, you know, why is it that, that they, you know, that, you know, they want to keep people in that type of, you know, why is it that they want to keep people there? You know, why do you want to have people locked in poverty? Huh? It says for households of, working age with the lowest income, you know, average housing costs rose by 42% from 2005 to 2017. It says, quote, Australia's income support system was designed to help people when they are going through tough times. But key income support payments, New Start, and youth allowance have not increased in real terms in 26 years. Damn, 26 years? And they are both well below the poverty line, Dr. Goldie says. 26 years. Quote, not only has poverty remained consistently high in our wealthy countries, the depth of poverty is getting worse. So you see, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. With households in poverty on average living 42% below the poverty line, up from 35% in 2007. Quote, it's clear we must act. So there it is again with the brainwashing, huh? It's clear we must act. So it's almost sounding like they want to act, right? The carrot before the mule. It sounds like they want to act. It's clear we must act. We must. We must. We must. We must. Yeah, but when? When does it happen? When? When does it happen, folks? We must act. Are you ever going to act? You got 774,000 children in poverty. You think you must act? What you freaking think? Do I need to hit you in the neck with a freaking COVID shot for you to wake up? It's clear we must act to lift people out of poverty. You freaking think? The government can reduce poverty by boosting growth in jobs, increasing New Start and rent assistance, and investing in social housing to ensure everyone has a safe place to call home. The report snapshot, 3.24 million people in Australia, 13.6% of the population, live below the poverty line. 774,000 children under the age of 15 live below the poverty line. More than 1 in 8 adults and 1 in 6 children live below the poverty line in Australia. The poverty rate in Australia is worse than in most other wealthy countries. It is worse than New Zealand, Germany, and Ireland. Or even Ireland, too. And then the income is $457 a week for a single adult. Poverty line is measured as a 50% of median income. The average poverty gap, the gap between the poverty line and the income of people in poverty, $282 a week. And so the gap between the poverty line and the incomes of people in poverty. So there it is again. So that word, you see, this is how they brainwash the poverty line, poverty. Okay. They love putting that word into our minds where it becomes concreted into our minds that you notice that they said the poverty line, poverty line means you're probably homeless. That's probably what that is. And that the incomes of people in poverty is $282 a week, the average poverty gap. So if they're giving people on the street, which is probably all of us, you know, and the income, the poverty line is $457, and you take away $282, what you're looking at, probably like about, that's $100-something probably you're giving a week. If you, like, let's just say if you can't even find a job and you're probably damn near homeless, you could say. Probably giving you $100 a week, you know, $75, you know. So you're probably able to, people that smoke a cigarette or something, damn near $10 a pack of cigarettes, or, you know. And you hopefully you're buying some, mostly it's food, trying to stretch that out, that little $175 a week. Who the hell wants to work for that? The single rate of youth allowance plus rent assistance and energy supplement is $168 a week below the poverty. Our survey of young people on youth allowance fund, 9 and 10 skip meals. 9 and 10 skip, 9 people out of 10 people skip meals. And 1 in 3 have shown withdrawal from their studies because of the lack of funds. Isn't that beautiful? And we can't even, they can't even think about, you know, we need to act, they say, huh? We need to act. The single rate of New Start plus rent assistance energy supplement is $117 per week below the poverty line. Our survey of people of New Start found more than 8 in 10 regularly skip meals, and more than half have less than $15 a day left after housing costs. $15, people. And Green Bay is down by 3 points. Come on, Green Bay. You see? You see how cold that gets when I say stuff like that? It's very cold and chilling, doesn't it? And then you think about what probably goes on and occurs here in America. You know? And it's just like, it's just like we won't pull our heads out of our butts, you know? The single rate of the age pension plus pension and energy supplement is closer to the poverty line, but still $10 per week below. Among the lowest 20% of working age households by income, average housing costs grew by 42% from 2005 to 2017, compared with an average rise in housing costs of 15% for the middle 20%. So New Start, youth allowance and rent assistance have not increased in real terms in 25 years. Youth allowance and rent assistance hasn't increased in real terms in 25 years. ACOS is calling for a $95 a week increase. The New Start and youth allowance, a $20 per week increase to rent assistance as a first step. Ooh, they're getting real big with the money. $20 a week increase to rent assistance as a first step, and for these payments to be regularly indexed to wages, as in the case for the age pension. How you like that? And there you have it. You see, I just wanted to shed some light on that because of, it being our friends across the pond. And I want them to know that, you know, we here in America, we do care about them as well as we care about our own people, you know, because they are our people. And it's just like if we pull our heads out our butts, you know, that we would care for our own people just like we could, you know, for an Australian or wherever, you know, because they're people, they have children, they got to feed their kids, you know, they have lives too. You know, I mean, but, you know, people, they just try to, I don't know, you know, they try to paint a broad brush across the lands of wherever, in the land of wherever, to try to say that, oh, everything is hunky-dory in my neighborhood, but they don't care about them Australians. I don't care about those New Zealanders and the what have you, you know. Trying to think that they are part of their family over there in New Zealand or England or wherever they, just like we saw in Britain when the Queen went and saw the people in their flat, their two burner stove, a photo op. Trying to think that, you know, what was that for? Why did she even walk into those people's own little flat? They call it a flat, you know, apartment. Why didn't she go in there and say, don't worry, I'm going to get you and everyone in this place, I'm going to, you know, give you 2 acres of land or something and build you a smaller home for you and your fam. You know, I'm going to do that for everyone. Everyone's about to get up. You know, I mean, when you're wearing, look at King Chuckles riding the golden pumpkin, huh? In solid gold. You know, I mean, is that what it's all about? You know, photo opping all the damn time? Look at me. Look at my jewels. Look at my cars. Look at my houses. I got a house in Dubai. You know, I got money to no end. Is that's what it's all about? No, not when you pass and you're dying. All that doesn't even matter, huh? I was looking at, I watched a little show called Gold Rush. And I watched old Parker, for people that watch Gold Rush. You know, I was watching that little dude, Parker. He's rich. He got gold. Lots and lots of gold. But he went to one of these other countries, okay? And he went to go explore new gold sites in all these other countries. But what happened was he got sick over there. And he said he felt like it did like a little, you know, thing where promotion where there was he was showing that the show was going to be coming up about that episode, right? So it showed then that it looked, he said, man, it was just giving a promotion to so you could come watch that episode. Parker's Trail is what it's called, right? Because he leaves America and he goes to other countries to explore where he can find new spots to be able to maybe do gold exploration, right? So he goes over there and he probably gets shots to go over to these different places, right, or whatever. But whatever he had, he got sick. But all that gold together couldn't make it well, number one. But then again, all he would have traded all the gold to be well because he said he felt like he was dying, you know? And that's what I'm stating. That's what I'm saying. That all the gold in the world doesn't matter if your health isn't good. So you see, if we would grasp a hold of just that as a nation and as a government, then you would grasp a hold that every moment is a miracle and that we should be freaking grasping a hold of that to make the world a better place. But no, we would just rather build bigger ships and bigger war machines. How can we take somebody out? My bomb is bigger than your bomb and all this stuff, and yet we got 774,000 children in poverty in Australia. You know, it's only 774,000. No, Paul, I'm sorry, dude. I can't accommodate you, my friend. You got to stay tuned and just note that you can be educated tonight. Come meet up on the Jer Bear Show over the weekend. Maybe we'll catch up over there. But I can't let you interrupt my flow, my brother. You know, you got to know that I care, brother. That's what it's all about. You got to receive the message. It's all about the message. But anyway, that was the end of that. I can share a little bit about this cyber security and infrastructure security agency. You know what that is? It's called CISA. Remember me mentioning that on the last Two Feather show? Yeah, they under the Homeland Security. How we all, we're all terrorists now, huh? Under the Patriot Act of 9/11, we're all terrorists. Under the maritime law, you know, how they all, you know, we're just, I guess, you know, they don't mind making us part of the 774,000 individuals that's in Australia that, you know, they don't mind having, we must act, you know. I only got 40 minutes. I don't know. I maybe can bring them in and talk about this on next week's show or something. Hold on, Nancy. I'll bring you in, my brother. Let's see what you got to say or whatever. And let's see. I'll bring old Paul in. Let's see what he got to say. I was going to try to bring in Miss Pack. I was trying to give a shout out to her and see what she was doing. Was seeing that she wanted to join me. But if she doesn't, it's all good. I'm going to add anyway. I love you anyway, Miss Pack. Let's see. Hold on, Paul. So I'm going to add y'all. So, like, Miss Pack, if you happen to be listening, you want to come in, and I'd be glad to hear your opinion and your comments on, you know, what I was reading, if you were listening. And because, you know, I mean, it's all good that y'all know how I feel about it. Because, I mean, I just think that people are important, and I just think that, you know, it needs to be said that we need to care for one another. I think that's what's important. Welcome, Paul. What's happening, my brother? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing well, actually. I agree.
How you going, my brother?
Sorry, I've got a chorus here. we're doing well, actually. But the funny part about it is we agree with you.
Oh, that's the funny part about it?
Well, it's not quite funny because we actually laugh at what Joe Biden's doing as well. So, yeah, they shove American politics down our throat and saying, we are losing money and, you know, our petrol expenses are going towards your petrol expenses and this and that in the global community, apparently, where it should be bugger all.
Well,
in comparison.
So you and the family was listening to me over there?
Yeah. A whole lot.
Go ahead. You said?
Yeah, no. I totally agree. My nephew's actually on one of them ones that you're saying. I'm on a pension at the moment. And, yeah, we agree. 20-something plus years that it's never been changed or whatnot, and yeah, we're still under the poverty line and still trying to make ends meet, and yeah, and everything's going up and up and up because Joe Biden, when it was Donald Trump, everything was actually cool in Australia, you know, it was pretty honky-dory, and then when Joe Biden come around into power, he decided to turn the whole stuff upside down. Over.
Oh, that's, man, I'm sorry to hear that, Paul. And yeah, I just wanted to, I was expressing that because I wanted to hold up and then I didn't know how much time I was going to have, but I did want to read that. And I wanted to let you all know there in Australia how much, you know, Two Feathers care because, you know, and I'm glad that I brought you on because your opinion was valuable to me. But I just wanted to bring that article out to let you all know there in Australia that at least Two Feathers care. You know, if no one else cares, I care. You know, and I hope that you all was able to hear me over there, and I hope that y'all enjoyed it, you know, what I had to bring, and to let you know, you know, that I wanted to, you know, put you all on the map with us here in the United States. So I'm hoping that you all enjoyed that.
No, thank you very much. Much appreciated, actually, because Melbourne Town's been ruled by Dan Andrews, the most lockdown town in the world, let alone Australia, the world. What else can we do? Except for my lovely, it's Friday night tonight. Yeah, we're in the future. So, yeah, sun's going down. Got a bit of a feed. My nephew and my friend's about. And
they actually was hearing me, what I was saying?
Yes.
So what did they think about what I was saying?
Okay. With your what do you want to get? Your dolphin. Yeah, the job seeker. How much do you get? $700 a fortnight. So that's $350 to live.
$500 US.
But yeah, yeah. No.
Less.
Less than that. But anyway.
US
yeah, it's $350 per week. Mind you, that's petrol to pay for your car, insurance to pay for your car, registration to pay for your car, very similar to use, and then maintenance with your car and everything else, you know. And then do you go to work, or my monster's actually doing a course, which is TAFE approved, and yeah, so that's all he gets.
So what about rent? What about rent, water, electricity?
Well, he's got to chip in. Yeah, he's got to chip in with his mum after all that as well. Yeah. So, yeah, he's
how old are you now?
Huh? 27. Yep.
So he chips in money for food, housing, electricity.
Yeah. Now, well, everyone got displaced over Corona, you know, yeah, the 2 years of lockdown that we had to have. So everyone his age had to go and try and qualify for different jobs and do different jobs and do all sorts of weird and wonderful stuff, because people like me said, go get stuff, we're going to retire. And, you know,
yeah,
because we weren't playing their game. So
he does work, is that correct? He does work?
No, he's doing schooling, which is perfect. Yeah, school.
Yes.
No, he's doing adult educate, like a high education, you know, getting the, not the doctorate, but yeah, certificates to do what he does well. And yeah, I'm not going to say what he does because, yeah.
Yes, that's fine. No, I just wanted to know that that's part of that that student thing that students get, like, as an assistance. And they just they said they increased it by $20 or something.
Yeah, I know, $20 out of pocket with all the groceries and this and that and everything else. Yeah, it's getting quite expensive.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it wouldn't have been the same way if Trump was still in presidency, you know, doing his second term. Hopefully, and cross fingers, he'll come back. Because honestly, if he comes back, most of the world will get rid of their non-negotiable, useless dictators or, you know, I say 10 to 15 years for a poly. If they're doing well, keep them on. But if they haven't, if they're not working, you know, hello.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I just
get a real job.
You know, it just, it bothers me that, you know, just as well as in Australia, here in America, that, you know, they'd rather play with their war machines than figure out, you know, things that could benefit people, you know, to get people on their feet, because they don't want us in a nanny state. They don't want us, you know, on welfare lines or food stamps or, you know, any kind of government assistance. I get that. Who the hell wants to be on that anyway? You know, someone
exactly.
would rather be making...
It doesn't work. Yeah. It's much better. It's much better working doing a job than being on nanny state welfare.
You feel better.
Now,
yeah.
Exactly. But like I am at the moment, I'm being broken and I'm still going through all the stuff and rigmarole, still going in and out of, you know, hospitals and stuff like that. So, which is okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting in still, right? I can still walk, okay? Can't run. I wish I could skip. That'd be funny.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. But anyway, what I can do, I'm still happy, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you know, in a roundabout way, I'm still peeved as well because, you know, I can't do a lot of stuff that I could have done. Well, but that's okay. You know, you get old. Everyone gets old, so expected.
Right.
So, you know, just change your frame of mind and, you know, do other stuff.
Yep.
And organize it a little bit different to what you used to do. That's it.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is I've got five generations of family still alive.
Wow.
Yeah. I seen her 2 weeks ago. Yeah, my nana. Yeah. Mind you, I'm almost 50. So my nana, my sister, her daughter, her daughter's daughter. So, and I'm a great great uncle.
You're great great uncle.
That's right.
Dang. That's awesome.
Yep.
I'm a great uncle. That's
you're a great
uncle. Cool.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It makes you almost feel old, huh?
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Especially when my bloody nana can walk quicker than me and she's 92 because of me leg, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just hope that people in Australia, you know, I don't know how many people are listening, but I hope your family there, you know, was liking the things that I was saying, because, you know, I just wanted to, for them to know that, you know, myself, two fellas, you know, I happened to run across this article, and it just, you know, it really stood out because, you know, you all are our friends here in America, and, you know, it's just so awesome to, you know, to know people in Australia, which I've never been to Australia. I mean, I've, you know, watched Crocodile Dundee and stuff like that when I was younger. But, you know, it was just good to, you know that it's good to know that, you know, we know folks there in Australia, know that, you know, you're just like us, you know, we wouldn't want you all to receive any kind of, you know, jabberoni, become jabberonis and get jabs of the poison going into your blood, you know, protocols in the hospitals and all of that, you know, because we know that you all have lives and you trying to build some kind of life there in Australia, just like we are here in America, you know?
Exactly. I totally understand where you're coming from. And, yeah, politicians only out for themselves mainly.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Like I said, ages ago and this and that, they all come from the same schools these days. Mm-hmm. They don't do a real job in their life, right? And, you know, they're just brought up for their institution to try to put their institution of, well, we know, crime, corruption, and everything else goes along with that. And then make us pay for it. You know, bail out the banks. Why should we bail out the banks? Bail out the people to put the trust in the bank. Get rid of the bank. Put the people's bank back in. Well, don't get me wrong. I'll be a Muslim idealist. You know, in the Muslim's bank, they take 4% overall. That's it. Over the whole loan. You pay the interest first, and then you pay it off. That's it. That's it. From the word go, you pay the first 4%. That's it. Then you pay it back. And if you can't pay it back, they'll come and collect it. That's it. Like, you know, not go multiple, you know, oh, no, it was 4%, then 8%, then 12%, then 15%, 25%. Oh, now it's 50%. Oh, sorry, now it's 100% now.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to the American system of legalese justice. Pen is mightier than the sword, apparently, and the gun. You know?
Yeah.
Don't worry about your Second Amendment. We never had one, apparently.
Huh.
In Australia.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Even the governments of Australia are to be looking at it just as well as y'all notice. I was reading that article, and the article was saying, they were saying that we must act, you know, doing the carrot before the mule. We must act. Well, hell, that's what I'm saying. What does it need?
I know.
1.4 million children to be in poverty, to be homeless before they act. I mean, they noticed it was a persistent, ongoing situation, and then they're going to come up and say we must act. Well, hell, why haven't they already act? That's the thing.
I know. No, I love our Prime Minister way back when, right, Bob Hawke. No child will be living in poverty by the end of the 90s. Well, apparently that didn't work.
Didn't work.
Nah. And you know the funny part about it is? We've only got, you know, 25 to 32 million people here at any one God-given point in time. We spend billions and billions, like 16 billion, right? Last transaction, 32 billion. Yeah. And we're all in debt, apparently. No. We're in surplus, but they're telling us the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, when, imagine 1 billion, right? Let alone 2, between 25 to 32 million people. How much would that actually add up into everybody's bank account?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you believe it?
I mean, look at the money they spend on war. You know, look at what they're doing in the wake of activity of just wasting money.
We're only a little country. Well, we're a massive country, but little population. Right? and we spend billions and billions. You're a huge country with a massive population, and you spend trillions, right? How does it work, honestly?
Yeah, I agree.
I understand. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand rebuilding boats, rebuilding stuff like that for commerce, redoing rails that break down, redoing bridges and roads that they're meant to be doing in America.
Should be. Yes.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. I think your 57th state would be Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you count, you know, you've got Guam, you've got a few others and this and that. List goes on.
Yeah, let's go prop up Ukraine, because we need to. And then what got me was when they were taking that money and funneling in the wake of crypto, so they could funnel the money back to the Democratic Party here in the United States. You know, so they were propping up.
It didn't go there. It just bounced back. That's what Joe does well. You know, Sleepy Joe is a mathematician apparently. Your prime minister can add up. He was down at Gettysburg, wasn't he?
Oh, I'm not.
When it first happened in 18 something? Or was that 1900 and
two? You mean, Paul, that I feel like that if they're gonna sit here and funnel that kind of money through Sam Bankman-Fried over there in Ukraine, you know, and that's a lot of money. We're talking a lot of money. You know, that they could sit and, give UBI income to working class and people going to school and all of that. They can make it happen, you know, for when people go to college and love going to college because that's what they want to do. Then, you know, they could give them that free education. That's another thing that would help. They would give them free education, and then when they get out, they'd automatically have the...
It depends on free education. That's a slippery slope. Free education can be a slippery slope.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about for people that can't really afford it, you know?
Now, are they going to be drag queens teaching the kids? Or are they going to be proper people?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It could be a slippery slope. Because apparently... Now, I don't really care about the LBG community and this and that and the other. I have friends who are that way inclined, and I've got no say on either spectrum. They're friends of mine. I don't care. Right? And they don't flaunt their stuff in front of me, and I don't vice versa tell them off for doing so. But they don't go around kids and doing it. That's the best, they can be gay or whatnot, and we can bloody spend hours drinking or whatnot and carry on like fucking shish kebabs, but, anything else, and I don't mean, just talking, That's it, but if you're going to feed it down other people's faces or whatnot, because, we just talk about normal stuff, I know you are in that way, I don't want to hear about your bedroom antics and you don't want to hear about mine. So that's the way you keep it.
Yeah.
Other than that, who cares? They're people.
That's right.
But, if the indoctrination of them going around our little kids or whatnot, which none of my friends have ever done, no. They should be locked up.
Do that around. Then he put that, putting it on television and every damn thing else. I mean, come on, man. They can't let people, they can talk about a pill if they, they doing and making a pill because of, trying to protect same-sex relationship from from AIDS or whatever, shoot needles or whatever. You know, you can do that. I mean, you ain't got to show a person shooting a needle in their arm, do you? Doing heroin or fentanyl or something like that just because you want to promote a pill that they can take, right, to protect them from AIDS.
Actually, it would be funny if children experts and this and that done it correctly. Say, watch this person and see how they react. Now, do you want to be that person, right? Because honestly, if you've seen them, right, even the worst ones, they're just ragged out, strung out, and can't even make conversation, which is horrible, you know. So, and these persons done it to themselves. But did they? Or didn't they get help at the right time? You know, when, we call ourselves, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, because we got drugs and this and that, the other, we can almost cure everything. No, it's not the case.
Yeah.
Case is mental illness is mental illness. Sometimes it can be cured, but it can be reduced, you know.
Right.
Honestly, everyone's had a bloody nasty outburst on the odd occasion. It's not really mental illness. Sometimes, you know, you just got to get it off your chest. But if you suppress so long, it then might become a mental illness. So if anyone is feeling depressed or down low, too often don't talk to anyone, please talk to a psychiatrist or a doctor just to get a referral.
You might feel so that you're not alone.
Or friends and family.
That's right.
Sometimes that backfires, family. So friends mainly.
Yeah, friends might could help. Say something. That's what I try to tell people myself, that, you know, I may say something that, you know, that might could benefit you, that can give you a different way of looking at it than what family's telling you or what you might even be thinking. But I might give you a word of encouragement that might set you on a path to where you was looking to go, but you wasn't clear in that way of thinking of how to get there. So,
or sometimes you believe nobody's been through what I've done, and because you haven't been told or been shared on that knowledge. You go, most of us have been there and done that.
And we might get from experience.
Exactly.
I could share with them on how to get out that situation of an experience that we had similar to their situation, and it would make it elementary for them to be able to advance out of that situation. So that's the beautification of helping each other. You know, that's where it all comes in, to where we're, you know, when we help each other, it works. My son, my oldest son, says that teamwork makes the dream work. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, Harlem Globetrotters. And
and it's so true.
Any good team makes a good dream, you know? You have so many people to talk to and talk about and talk with.
The worst I've got
background workers at the moment.
I mean, our friends, you know, our family, whatever, over, and everyone's sitting. I mean, that's the beautification of coming together, because everybody sees that they don't, you know, they don't want to be alone, or they have enjoyed the company of each one of you together. You know, y'all enjoy each other's company. And that's what, that's where, like, you see, sometimes people enjoy each other's company, but then when you mix alcohol, sometimes that becomes non-effective to where it doesn't benefit the, you know, the coming together. But if you can handle it, that's all the better. That's what makes it. And then know that you can either go to sleep or not get agitated with one another, because the alcohol has raised the level of misunderstanding. But if you can understand each other or understand each other, right, you can get where you can get the knowledge of what each other's saying, and don't let the alcohol affect your enjoyment of each other's company, you know, then you could do that, have for all your life. As long as you can handle coming together and not let the alcohol affect, you know, the mood of you all coming together as friends and family, you know?
Oh, of course. No, I totally agree. No. Alcohol isn't a crutch for most of my family. It's, yeah. We can drink or we, but if we drink, we're the exact same, you know?
There you go. Yeah.
There's violent alcoholics, there's placid alcoholics. Yeah, we fall on the placid side. Yeah, because, well,
yeah.
Unlike yourself, I've drunk most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I don't find it any, you know, problem or whatnot
mm-hmm.
to do. And, but as other people might find, you know, it's nighttime. The sun's gone down.
Just don't let it affect, you know, however y'all come together. Just don't let it affect, you know, the mood of you all coming together.
Oh,
but that's it, Aussie Paul. We out of here. Thank you for joining me on the Two Feather Show. Shout out to your friends and family there in Australia. Two Feathers is showing love. Take care.
Radio.
I'm out of here.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyphen, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio. Freedom's Lips.